Well, Coach, just a great game tonight. Overall, I thought just the defense, the effort, and the energy all were there and felt like it showed whenever you guys got out to that great start in the first quarter.
Yeah, definitely. Kids came out with a lot of energy. Flew around on defense. We executed really well in the half court, which was our emphasis coming into the game. We felt like we could get a lot of stuff in the half court and then take advantage of some matchup stuff, some different things that they like to do on defense, and it was just a great overall effort.
A couple guys that I thought really stood out, both in their – or Brent being a first-time starter tonight, I thought he did a great job of just running the point, doing a good job of just setting up the offense and took control on defense, and Lucas Bowers making just his third start of the year. I thought he was just everywhere tonight, gave you great effort and energy on the glass, and did a great job just providing it with the inside scoring presence.
Yeah, so we'll start with Lucas. 12 points, 10 rebounds for a double-double. And the thing about him is on defense, he just covers up so many mistakes. You know, if somebody gets beat off the dribble or, you know, you blow an assignment somewhere and he's lurking around the basket, you know, he's really hard to finish on. And he's really coming along, so we love to see that. And he's a finisher at the other end. So a couple times, you know, they tried to pick up with some full court pressure when he's down there lurking at the other end of the floor. You know, a dunk in a high school basketball game, you know, brings a lot of energy. So that was huge for us. And then Brenton is just he's like the gnat that you can never get rid of guarding people. Every single person that he's guarded this year has had to leave the game when the game was over and say, man, I did not want to see number two from Vandalia again. He's just everywhere. Did a great job on Lynch. I mean, coming into the – I don't know how many he finished with. I don't have his stats in front of me. He had 72 points for a tournament tonight. And I remember him scoring a basket. He might have had two. Somewhere in that range, 4 to 6 range total points. Just a fantastic effort. And, you know, and his minutes got pushed up, you know, with Isaac having the ankle injury. And we were just so fortunate to have that kind of depth where we have two point guards that we believe in that are capable of playing 28 minutes. Just a fantastic job by him.
Really, both Isaac and Brent are the same way. I mean, they're guys that you love to have on your team, but you just can't stand having to go against them.
Yes. Great defenders. Great defenders. They do such a super job on the ball. And it's really worked out well with Isaac taking the other team's, not necessarily their best guard, but the, you know, the guy that he matches up the best with. The last few games has been a shooter. And then when Brenton comes into the game, Isaac can move maybe off the ball into somebody that he can help off of. And let's let Brenton, you know, go at him after, you know, sitting the first 4 or 5 minutes, you know, with a full tank of gas. And it just gives us an edge on perimeter defense. I really feel that way. You know, Andrew Casey, I felt like he kind of had a breakout offensive game. I mean, he's a well-rounded player. You know, I feel like he's always gets a handful of rebounds, you know, 3 or 4 assists, makes good decisions with the basketball. But tonight, you know, he made some shots, and it makes his stat line look really great. And then Wade had 15 points, 9 rebounds, which has kind of been about where he's been at for the whole tournament. You know, so I feel like things have kind of moved in a positive direction for us here these last 3 games. You know, and just kind of reflecting on the whole first half of the season, I feel like not a whole lot's went right for us. You know, and to sit here at 7-9 after not a whole lot has went right, I mean, you know, you're not feeling great about it, but you're feeling great about what's ahead here in the second half of the season for sure.
You talk about Wade and Andrew, and you know, every team knows that Wade's going to be their go-to scorer. Everyone knows that Wade's going to be the guy that's going to be your main focus offensively. And I thought the way that both Andrew and Quentin at times tonight, whenever they're aggressive and they're assertive with also having to deal with Wade, I mean, that's something that is really what makes this team really, really good is whenever you have those two stepping up, and especially Andrew, the way that he was able to, like you said, just be everywhere on the floor tonight.
You can't focus on one or two guys. You can't do it. You know, and that makes us hard to guard. It makes us hard to scout, you know, because we have so many guys that are capable. You know, and I think that's been a big key for us, something that stood out the last few games is that we've scored over 60 points, you know, and the first 12 games or so that only happened a couple, maybe two or three times, and we really struggled to get in any type of rhythm or flow on offense. And I feel like the last three games that has changed, and our defense has been stingy here in the first part of the season. I have no complaints about that. I mean, I feel like our offense is finally catching up, you know, and it makes us excited about what's to come here in the second half of this season. Still a lot to play for, and I just love the direction that we're headed.
You talk about the defense too, and that's really one thing that stood out to me about you guys all season is that whenever you get, you know, guys like Lucas, guys like Wade, Andrew getting those rebounds, and when you have the speed of Andrew, McCarty, Quentin, I mean, you guys are going to be have the potential to run teams out of the gym.
We've really pushed and emphasized the transition, and it showed up in the Flora game, right? And then last night against Shelbyville, I felt like, or two nights ago, I feel like we had a lot of success getting downhill to the rim in both the full and the half court. And tonight we look for opportunities also to outlet and go and get some easy shots at the rim. But yes, it gives us another element, a way to get easy baskets. Our offensive rebounds tonight was fantastic, especially early in the game. I feel like, I don't know what we started the game up 7-0 or 9-0, and there was a couple of those baskets that were on offensive putbacks, and that was our bigs going to the rim, Wade, Lucas, Andrew, getting those key offensive rebounds, extra possessions. It was good to see. We really needed it. I'm excited about what's to come.
I know you talk about being 7-9, obviously not where you want to be at this point in the season, but like you said, you guys have slowly been turning the corner, slowly been getting your offense and getting your defense to where you want it to be, and you got a chance to start the new year off on a good note next Friday night, taking on a really good North Clay team.
Yeah, it's not going to be any easier. I mean, you just kind of look at the teams that we played this year, you know, kind of starting around the time of the Carlisle game. They have two losses. They won a tournament. We played Auburn. They have one loss. They've won a tournament. They're playing for another tournament title tonight up at Waverly. Staunton's 12-2. They won a holiday tournament. You know, we lost by 6 points. You know, and even Cumberland, I mean, that was a disappointing loss, but they won the St. Elmo tournament. You know, we've played some really good teams here. Shelbyville, two nights ago, they're 10-2, playing for a holiday tournament championship. So, you know, there are no easy games on our schedule. And, you know, not a lot has went right for us. And everything's not going to go your way, you know, and our kids have found a way to be resilient and battle through that. You know, and our starting senior point guard, who's playing 27, 28 minutes a game so far this year, not played a night, and we didn't miss a beat, you know, and that's just a testament to our depth and our kids believing in each other and playing together, and this is just a really fun team to coach. We're excited about what's to come in 2025.